The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
Coming to you from the Carter Subaru Studio and streaming on Facebook Live. Welcome! It's the start of a new week, the dawn of a new era. Welcome to this Monday afternoon edition of The Dory Monson Show. And I got so much news to talk about. Brock Huard will join me at 12:30. We will discuss yesterday's Seahawks season opener. Lots to do. Let's get right into The Big Lead.
The Big Lead, Bizarro World.
And you know, when people talk about me and my show, I think the first words that comes out of most people's mouths are, that Dory, he's no prude. And I'm not a prude. Am I a prude?
No.
No. I'm a hep cat. I like seeing stuff in the world change for the better. That's what I'm all about. Mm-hmm. Change for the better.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say, this gave me pause. So this morning, you know, I'm a King County taxpayer.
Yes.
I don't know about you and your families, but I send a healthy amount of money every single year to the King County Treasury through my property taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And then King County Treasury, they take a big chunk of that money that we've all sent them, and they send it to the King County Libraries.
Mm-hmm.
And who doesn't love a library?
They're an essential part of any community.
They used to be. They used to be. They're not so essential.
When was the last time you went into a library to actually check out a book? Do you do it?
No. No.
That's why it's not essential.
No. All the information that we used to have to go to the library for is on our computers. The books, you just get the Kindle, you just download it on Kindle.
Not everyone can afford that.
I do think that it is moms and kids. Moms
exactly.
And kids are there all the time.
Thank you, Nicole.
And my husband.
Thank you. Your husband goes a lot.
Yes.
Okay. And my wife used to take our daughters to the library a fair amount because they would have these little community events.
Sure.
You could get Book together readings. With the other parents and the other kids,
mm-hmm.
and you'd have just a wonderful time.
Sure.
Yeah. So anyway, I saw something that have an event this morning at one of the King County Libraries. It was down in Renton, the Renton King County Library. It's a fun-filled hour of stories, songs, crafts, snacks, and photos.
Oh, see, now that sounds like a pleasant
time. Doesn't that
time?
Sound like a really nice morning for the parents and their kids? So you take your kids there for a story time, and gosh darn, who could possibly have a problem with that whole concept? So it says, suitable for infants, preschoolers, and toddlers.
Okay.
So, again, I'm thinking, well, this would just be wonderful for the parents who want to get out of the house on a Monday morning. And
animal
all
crackers, juice.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Let's see. What else do you want to know about this event? Songs, stories, crafts, snacks, and photos. It was sponsored by Friends of the Renton Libraries. And, yeah. Oh, here's one. I forgot to mention one part of it. The name of this morning's event, Drag Queen Storytime. So a well-known local drag queen was the host of this storytime event where it's a biological male. But he's got long green hair and lots of makeup and all of that stuff. And he reads the stories to the kids as a drag queen, and then we'll take pictures with the kids. And I thought,
what's the drag queen's name?
Sparkle Lee.
Okay, Sparkle Lee.
Sparkle Lee. Yeah, so I went on YouTube, and I wanted to see if there are any videos of Sparkle Lee. And here's the only one I could find. He is sitting with another guy on a sofa.
Mm.
And they're both smoking a joint, and they're playing Mario Kart while Sparkle Lee says a bunch of expletives.
So we're going to play some multiplayer Mario. Are you comfortable? Well, let's do 100cc because we're going to be talking. Do you want to do 150?
Oh, because you need baby steps?
We're doing 150.
Bring it, we're going Anne.
Is there a Mario Kart character that you find you go back to over the years? Because they have a lot of the same ones from the original Mario.
Toad. I love Toad.
Well, we got Toad, so don't worry.
Yeah, because he screams when he's excited, and so do I.
Okay. So, Bring It MF-er while smoking a joint and playing Mario Kart. That's the video I found of this drag queen. And so, let me go back to my original premise. I ain't no prude, but can anybody in their right mind explain to me how our taxpayers are paying for drag queen story time at the Renton Library? Is there one person who can explain? And so, Nicole, I say, well, can we talk to somebody at the library?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'd like to find out more about drag queen story time with Sparkle Lee.
Is Sparkle Lee an especially good storyteller?
Well, all I know is when Sparkle Lee is really high, he likes using the MF word.
Mm.
That's one thing I learned about, because all I've seen is the YouTube video. But so, gosh darn, you know, if any of the kiddies, because this was suitable, again, for infants, preschoolers, and toddlers, the event this morning. And if any of the preschoolers say that, you know, mom and dad let them roam around on YouTube, well, they could go and look up their new friend, Sparkle Lee.
Infants?
Yeah. They could go and look up their new friend, Sparkle Lee, and say, hey, dad, can we get Mario Kart and a dime bag? Huh? Because I have a new friend who told us wonderful stories. Look, I got a picture with him. So I want to be just like him. So anyway, Nicole calls down to the Renton Library this morning because I'd like to talk to somebody there about drag queen story time. And what did they tell you, Nicole?
Well, they were too busy because there was over 100 people that showed up for it.
Ooh, it's popular.
That was, honest to goodness, one of the most depressing things I've ever heard in my life. They couldn't talk because they were too jam-packed at drag queen story time at the Renton King County Library today. I ain't no prude. But look, if you want to be a drag queen, for all the drag queens who are listening to me, I couldn't care less. Be a drag queen. Be a drag queen. But for the King County Library to decide that it's somehow appropriate to indoctrinate children, and that's exactly what this is. This is where we got to normalize this for the infants, the toddlers, the preschoolers. We're going to tell, and man, I watched a great video this weekend about how all of these adult social issues are being fought through our kids. And it's not healthy. It is not emotionally healthy. If you've seen the stats, so if I can get serious for a couple of minutes here, have you seen the suicide rate of transgender kids?
It's very high.
Very high. So I've heard numbers as high as 40%. Now, there are two possible approaches to that. Well, that is, well, let's have drag queens telling our kids stories when they're 2 years old. And then when our kid decides to be a drag queen, they will just feel good about themselves. Or maybe it would be, you know what? Maybe we shouldn't just say that gender is fluid. Maybe there is something to the biological, historical, boys will be boys and girls will be girls and gender isn't fluid. And maybe we shouldn't pander and encourage kids to believe that there's no such thing as biological gender diversity, which is truly what this is all about. Let's tell our kids that there's no such thing as boys have peepees and girls have something else. And we'll just pretend that everybody's the same. And we're not serving our kids at all by saying that there's no dividing line and that there are no differences between boys and girls and that all of this. And again, once you're 18 or 21 or whatever, do whatever the heck you want. But to have our government and our public libraries take this and decide to put it out there for children. I just...
Okay, Dory, can I... I got to throw two things in there.
Just... They're both going to be wrong, but go ahead.
One,
mm-hmm.
the high suicide rates,
mm-hmm.
in many cases, people would argue that they're high because the people, the transgender community cannot be who they want to be, and they are suppressed, mm-hmm. and they're... Yeah. Okay, so that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then on this, on the, in all seriousness, mm-hmm. I mean, if there were over 100 people
mm-hmm.
who want to take part in this thing, the toddlers and the babies, they don't know that this is a drag queen. For all they know, it's like a, it would be like a pirate.
These are 100 sick parents who did this. I'm sorry. Yeah. No, I'm saying that.
I think maybe they just haven't thought of it the way that you thought of it.
We should be having role models for our children who don't do this.
So we're going to play some multiplayer Mario. Are you comfortable? Well, let's do 100cc because this we're going to be talking. What, do you want to do 150?
Oh, because you need baby steps?
We're doing 150.
Bring it, we're going Ann.
I'm just thinking, pot-smoking, filthy-mouthed drag queens maybe are not what we should be putting in front of our children as the government. And look, if a parent wants to do that, if you want to go to some private event, I'm talking about the government. I'm talking about my tax dollars using a public library for somebody who goes on, posts YouTube videos, smoking pot and saying MF and all of that. What kind of a role model is that for? Take the drag queen out of it. If that's just a guy sitting there smoking weed.
If it's a pirate. But you know what? I don't go Googling and looking up the background of every seafarer pirate.
Thank goodness. I'm not a big fan of them either. But I'm saying is this is a public government tax-sponsored library, and I did look up this person. And I don't think somebody who smokes weed, forget about the drag queen part, smokes weed, plays Mario Kart, and drops MF bombs. I'm not sure that that's the best person to read stories to infants, preschoolers, and toddlers.
Don't you think there's probably a lot of parents that do that?
I couldn't
there's
care
less. There's tons of parents.
I care. I feel bad
but
for their kids.
But they're going to the library.
But that's they're private people. I'm talking about my tax dollars. Why do I have to pay for this?
Well,
why do I have to pay for the venue?
I bet they're not paying for it.
The library is a public building. It's the public space. It's a government space.
But they're not forcing anybody to go there, and it's
they're forcing me to pay for it. That's the force. If I don't pay my taxes, they send a King County Sheriff's deputy with a gun to my house, and I'll get arrested for being a tax evader. They force me at the point of a gun to pay taxes for crap like this. You guys can defend it all you want,
man.
Because I know I ain't no prude, but this is just sick and wrong.
You may get labeled that now.
Go ahead. You know what? If being against foul-mouthed, high drag queens using government taxpayer-funded facilities to read stories to our preschoolers, infants, and toddlers, if that makes me a prude, guilty as charged. Yeah. You know what? This is almost the kind of topic that...
I know you were... You were excited to start the show with this. This is a good topic.
It's almost one that I'd like to take calls on later.
Oh, almost. Not quite. We have a busy show.
I know. We have a very busy show.
Bummer.
I've got a lot of stuff to get to. I have so much stuff to get to. My goodness gracious.
Text us. 98973.
Yeah, you can text us, but I'm tempted. I didn't know I was going to get quite this fired up about it. I'm actually working up a lather here. I'm like a horse that's washy on its way to the starting gate. Yeah, text me. Let me know what you think about this. Again, drag queens, you can drag and queen all you want. None of my business, none of my concern. Go for it. Government, taxpayer, funded public library. I don't think we should put the pot-smoking, foul-mouthed drag queen in front of our kids. I'm not sure that's a healthy place. And it's just using children. I've said it all. I've said all I got to say. Text us. I'd love to know what you think at 98973. That's 98973. And I'll share some of your comments. Say that again, Andrew. What'd you say? Oh, yeah, it's the Online Trading Academy text line at 98973.